Hello, this is Dave with the News Gazette for Sunday, December 29th, 2024. We'll begin today's reading on the front page with the headline for Election 2025, Ready for the Driver's Seat. Wise, beyond his years, 21-year-old, on path to becoming youngest road commissioner in Mahomet Township history. This is by Dave Hinton. Mahomet. Many people don't know where they want to head vocationally after high school. Jackson Craig is not among them. Jackson was very mature in his approach to what he wanted to do later in life, said Chad Benedict, principal at his alma mater, Mahomet Seymour High School. He's always been focused and goal-driven. The 21-year-old Craig, who said he has been involved in farming for at least the last 5 years, knew prior to graduation that he'd like to work with the Mahomet Township Road Commissioner. But come April 1, he might be in charge of the whole department as he's seeking the post in the consolidated election. The township's Republican caucus recently tapped Craig as its nominee. If he wins in April, he could become the youngest acting township road commissioner in the state, although Brad Ruppert, director of member services for the township officials of Illinois, said the organization doesn't keep records of office holders' ages. It's not known if the Democratic Party will nominate a candidate in Mahomet Township. Calls to the Champaign County Clerk and Recorder's Office on the subject were not returned. Incumbent on board. Craig has the backing of current Township Road Commissioner Chris Dunitz, who will retire in spring from that position after 32 years. That means the longest serving road commissioner in the township's history is expected to be succeeded by possibly the youngest one in the state. Craig would become just the fifth road commissioner in the township's history. His young age doesn't mean Craig isn't qualified for the job. He has worked with Dunitz to learn the position for the last 2.5 to 3 years, Craig said. I do everything. Maintain the equipment, plow snow, ditch work, build roads, oil and chip, and a lot of drainage work, which includes maintaining tiles, Craig said. Dunitz said Craig approached him several years ago about working with the township. I was a little concerned about his age, Dunitz said. Why don't you go to work for me? And he proved himself. He's a smart young man. I was convinced pretty quickly he was the right man. He did a little of everything. He learned a lot. Dunitz said he has also been teaching Craig how to do the road district's levy, work on the budget, and the everyday workings of the road district. Dunitz said he will make himself available to Craig whenever he has a question, whether about the budget, the levy, or helping to plow snow, if Craig is elected. It's a pretty big district, 36 square miles, as far as snow removal, he said. Leadership qualities. Benedict called Craig a leader within the student body at Mahomet Seymour High School. Craig was one of the student representatives on the interview committee when Benedict interviewed for the principal's job. Craig was selected as one of the speakers at graduation. He ended his talk with, "See you at the hen house," and "Nothing runs like a deer," in reference to his favorite hangout for morning coffee with the regulars and his favorite farm machinery brand. Perhaps Craig got some of his maturity by hanging out with the farmers at the hen house. There might not have been a more heartbroken person when hen house closed than Craig, precinct committeeman Jim Goss said. He sat up there with guys 40 and 50 years older than he was, and he fit in like a hand in a glove. Craig got to know Dunitz through his father, Chris, who was a Mahomet Township trustee and a local business owner. He passed away when his son was 8 years old. Jackson Craig earned an associate degree in ag business precision farming from Parkland College. He enjoys working with his hands and being outdoors. That is borne out by farming and work with the Township Road Commissioner. He said he saw the Road Commissioner opening as a good opportunity to take on more work. "I enjoy the work a lot," Craig said. "It's rewarding. I've always been interested in helping people out and maintaining equipment," added Dunitz. "I don't find many 21-year-olds that are that far along in life." Craig has also drawn the attention of State Senator Chapin Rose, Republican from Mahomet. "He's going to be a great road commissioner," Rose said. "This is part of the new generation. We've got some young folks stepping up. I think it's pretty awesome that Mahomet Township is nominating who is probably the youngest road commissioner in Illinois." Out to pasture. Like Craig, Dunitz farms, which he said he will continue to do upon stepping down as road commissioner in May, he will be 64 at that point. "That's long enough," Dunitz said. "For the first time in my life, I'm just going to farm." The hardest part of the job, according to Dunitz, people. "We've figured out the snow removal over the years," he said. "They run 9 plows. Everybody's a road commissioner whenever there's a problem, but most of them aren't willing to put in the hours that it takes. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job." Continuing on the front page, the article is titled, "Winners and Losers, Illinois' New Laws." New year, new laws, close to 300 of which take effect statewide on New Year's Day. Here's editor Jeff D'Alessio's breakdown of who they'll help and who they'll hurt, with much more on A8. Winner, minimum wage workers. Come Wednesday, only Washington State at $16.66, California at $16.50, Connecticut at $16.35, and New York at $15.50 to $16.50 will guarantee workers a higher hourly rate than Illinois at $15. It's the 7th and final scheduled raise in 6 years in Illinois, part of a staggered scale put in motion in 2019 by then new Governor J.B. Pritzker, who raised the state's minimum wage from $8.25 to $9.25 in 2020, by 75 cents 6 months later, and by a buck on every New Year's Day since. To help small businesses with 50 or fewer employees get by, the state provides a tax credit through 2027 for wages paid to minimum paid workers. Loser? Health insurance providers. No industry received as many mentions on the laundry list of new laws in the land of Lincoln than health insurers. Among the new must covers for insurance companies doing business in Illinois, medically prescribed hearing aids for all, not just those under 18. Medically necessary prosthetics or custom orthotic devices, at-home pregnancy tests, genetic cancer screenings for high-risk patients, annual prostate cancer screenings, cervical smears, and pap smears, and mental health care for first responders. The state also put limits on the total price of medically necessary epinephrine injectors at $60 or less for a two-pack, and life-saving inhalers at $25 for a 30-day supply. And continuing with winners and losers for new state laws, it's what's not in any of the nearly 300 pieces of legislation about to become law in the land of Lincoln that irks Mahomet Republican State Senator Chapin Rose to no end. Quote, "What should have become law is Champaign Democratic Senator Paul Faraci's and my bill to protect the Mahomet Aquifer from carbon sequestration," Rose said Friday for the umpteenth time, since a plan to ban the practice fell flat in Springfield last month, putting the sole source of drinking water for hundreds of thousands of central Illinoisans at risk. Plenty of other bills on topics ranging from corporal punishment to catalytic converters cleared both the House and Senate and will soon take effect statewide. Here's an overview from editor Jeff D'Alessio. Winner, stressed out students. Senate Bill 2872 gives schools the option of dedicating 20 minutes a week to activities aimed at reducing students' anxiety and prioritizing their mental and physical health, like yoga for one, stretching, meditation, quiet time. There's just one catch, area superintendents say. One of the main issues will be where to find the time in the day for an extra 20 minutes, Villa Grove's Carol Munson says. We know that brain breaks, or what this law calls relaxation time, is important, acknowledges Gibson City, Melvin Sibley's Jeremy Darnell, adding that his district already carves out time daily for PE and recess for all K-8 students. The amount of time and structure of activity is variable according to development needs by age, but we do believe that play and relaxation are important. To many people, carving out 20 minutes of time seems simple, but spanning 14 years of age difference with anything mandated is actually quite difficult. Legislation like this is well-intended, along with the countless other mandates that come out of the General Assembly, but the school day is still only 7 hours, and every mandate carves time away from something else. Another loser, travelers who don't pack toiletries. Here's one less thing the staff at Urbana's Hotel Royer will have to deal with when it opens on who knows what date. SB 2960 prohibits establishments from providing those mini bottles of shampoo, conditioner, mouthwash, and other personal care products often found in guest bathrooms. The Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association backed the bill, which is designed to cut down on waste from single-use plastic products. It takes effect on July 1, 2025 for hotels with 50 or more rooms and on January 1, 2026 for hotels with fewer than 50. A winner, those who chose, quote, lose 25 pounds, unquote, as a New Year's resolution, but lose steam by February. The good news, that one-year gym membership you signed up for will be easier to get out of at this time next year, thanks to House Bill 4911. It mandates that all gyms and fitness centers must allow customers to cancel their memberships by email or online. Another consumer-friendly change that kicks in on New Year's, businesses that lure in customers via free trials or promotional periods must notify them at least 3 days before their subscription is automatically renewed at the paid rate. Other losers are catalytic converter thieves. Best of luck finding a recycler to buy your stolen loot after Tuesday. In an effort to curb a trend that was already on the decline, sellers will be required to provide a vehicle title that proves ownership, and dealers must keep records of every vehicle title and identification number from which the part was taken. Winner, child actors. No more 12-hour shoots for 12-year-olds with two lines in a network pilot. Illinois Child Labor Law of 2024 puts limits on how many hours in a 24-hour day a child is permitted to work and be on set of a TV, movie, or related entertainment production. The on-set limits, broken down by age, 2 hours for babies between 15 days and 6 months, 4 hours for 7 months to 2 years, 5 hours for ages 3 to 5, 7 hours for ages 6 to 8, if it's a school day, 8 hours if not, and 9 hours for ages 9 through 15. Other losers are fans who long for the old days of college athletics. For an explanation of HB 307, the latest twist in name, image, and likeness, and a win for student athletes, we turn to the area's foremost authority on the topic, Cam Cox, Assistant Athletic Director for Strategic Initiatives at the University of Illinois. The bill's main purpose, he says, was to realign Illinois law with the most immediate and important changes to the NCAA's NIL rules. Since our state law amendments in summer of 2022, there have been several key areas where injunctions, lawsuits, or otherwise have encouraged the NCAA to adjust its NIL policies. But our state law remained stable during that time. In response, the legislature made three key adjustments, which Cox took time to outline for us on Friday. Number one, prohibitions against third-party use of name, image, likeness opportunities as a recruiting inducement were removed from the state law. Following the injunction against enforcing this NCAA rule in a case involving the collective supporting the University of Tennessee, the NCAA announced that it would not enforce the third-party recruiting inducement prohibitions nationwide. The new state law removes the old provisions to mirror the new NCAA policy and also to anticipate similar changes that will come next year after the settlement of a major lawsuit, as explained below. Number two, additional language was provided to allow Illinois student athletes to earn NIL compensation directly from their institutions in anticipation of next year's final certification of the House class action settlement. The legislature wanted to make sure that Illinois law was not an inadvertent barrier to institutions that choose to provide increased benefits for student athletes. Number three, old law was amended to make clear that Illinois institutions may help facilitate student-athlete NIL activities. NCAA legislation regarding the permitted level of institutional support in NIL activities has repeatedly changed. But a new NCAA bylaw allows greater institutional support under certain conditions. The new law merely aligns with this approach, said Cox. At DIA, we are looking forward to seeing the law become effective in January. A winner is trees. Taking a cue from Urbana, a proud Tree City, USA designee, every year since the mid-70s, the state signed off on its own legacy tree program, which includes a task force that shall establish recommendations to promote the identification, awareness, commemoration, and preservation of significant trees within the state. A loser, paddle-wielding private school principals. Believe it or not, corporal punishment is still permissible in private schools in all but a handful of states. The exceptions, Iowa, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and now Illinois, courtesy of an edit to HB 4175. It amends the Illinois School Code to expressly prohibit employees at non-public schools from engaging in, quote, slapping or paddling a student, the prolonged maintenance of a student in a physically painful position, or the intentional infliction of bodily harm on a student. Winner, Illinois motorists. It could be a year or two before SB 0275 is put into action, but no later than July 1, 2027, you'll have the option of paying for a driver's license that's good for 8 years, twice as long as currently allowed, at a cost of $60. Loser, word watchers. Those who believe law enforcement lingo is fine as is won't like an amendment to the Illinois Crime Reduction Act. It outlaws the term offender and replaces it with justice impacted individual when describing those in Adult Redeploy Illinois program, which is aimed at keeping nonviolent offenders from going to prison. Other winner, child abuse victim advocates. Per the terms of the Child Abuse Notice Act, all hotels, motels, bus stations, hospital emergency rooms, tattoo and body piercing establishments, and indoor entertainment or sporting facilities with a capacity of at least 5,000 will be required to post in a conspicuous place a DCFS notice with information on what constitutes physical and sexual abuse and how to report such abuse. It must be at least 8.5 by 11 inches in size and written in at least 16-point font. A loser, retaliatory landlords. Effective Wednesday, landlords will be strictly prohibited from knowingly terminating a tenancy, increasing rent, decreasing services, or bringing or threatening to bring a lawsuit against a tenant for possessing or refusing to renew a lease or tenancy if the tenant has filed a government complaint about code violations, complained of specific code violations to media or local organizations, or complained or asked for repairs related to health ordinances, building code, the renter's lease, or other regulations. Winner, journalism. Coming as soon as the 2025-26 school year, Illinois Student Assistance Commission awarded scholarships for students who commit to working for a local news organization in the state for a period of no less than 2 years. Other loser, employers that advertise salaries as being commensurate with experience. From here on out, businesses with 15 or more employees must include a pay scale and benefits information in every job posting. Winner, crime victims. With the exception of some coroner or medical examiner investigations, DNA collected from victims of crimes to aid in investigations cannot be entered into any DNA database. Loser, deceptive vaping businesses. Now, against the law in Illinois, per a change to the Preventing Youth Vaping Act, advertising, marketing, or promoting electronic cigarettes in a manner that is likely to cause a young person to mistake the electronic cigarette for a product that is not a tobacco product. Winner, those who conduct training for a living. They'll do big business in Illinois with new laws requiring law enforcement and correctional officers to be trained on the best procedures and techniques when engaging with individuals with autism and teachers, administrators, and other school personnel to be schooled on emergency procedures, including the Heimlich maneuver, hands-only CPR, and how to use an automated external defibrillator. Other loser is bosses who cross the First Amendment line. Under the Illinois AFL-CIO-backed Worker Freedom of Speech Act, no employee can be made to attend work meetings where politics or religion are the topic of discussion, if neither is part of their job. Nor can a boss discipline them for opting out or reporting a violation of the act. Exempted, nonprofit, and advocacy organizations where politics or religion may be in the job description. Other winner, electric scooter riders. On any road, sidewalk, or trail where bicycles are allowed, low-speed electric scooters can now be too, provided a municipality or park district approves it. Loser, climate change deniers. This ought to go over well in some of the redder sections of Illinois. A law that kicks in during the 2026-27 school year will require public schools to provide learning opportunities on the impacts of climate change and solutions for addressing the crisis. According to the Illinois Environmental Council, ours is the fifth state to embrace climate change education, joining California, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. Continuing with our communities, the 2024 deer season, we just know how to grow deer. Taxidermist credits solar cycles and Illinois staggered hunting days for a large harvest and a healthy animal population. This is by Dave Hinton, Springfield. Gary Wilford isn't surprised this year's deer harvest numbers are higher in Illinois. He said it's part of a trend. The last two or three years, the numbers have been going up, said Wilford, owner of Antler Shop Taxidermy in Georgetown and a professional naturalist wildlife biologist with a degree in natural resources from the University of Michigan. I took in more than 200 full-shoulder mounts this year, said Wilford, who has been in taxidermy for more than 40 years. Just like any population, when the numbers go up, Mother Nature is going to find a way to take them down a little bit. Illinois hunters killed a preliminary total of 82,496 deer during the two periods that firearm hunting was allowed in 2024. That represented an increase of 6,002, or 7.8%, over the 76,494 recorded for the same period in 2023. Wilford said he believes the numbers have been higher in recent years because of the solar cycle. He said the sun heats up and cools off every 11 years, and in 24 and 25, the solar cycle is high. One of the things affected by it is plants and animals do better when the sun is at its maximum. All kinds of animals are doing well. He also said Illinois' deer population is faring well partly because of how the state conducts its deer hunting seasons, which he credits to wildlife biologists, not politicians. And from top of the morning, something to get you going today, an Army veteran, Rich Lustfeldt, was honored to receive Champaign American Legion Post 24's monthly award for proper display of the American flag. I'm all about America and our military, said Lustfeldt, 43, who helps maintain Old Glory outside his high-traffic business on US 150, just west of Champaign. With 45 employees, Happy Green Services is a thriving operation, and Lustfeldt was a standout basketball player at Westville and Oakwood who played collegiately at DAC and McMurray. He graduated from Eastern Illinois, where he also received his master's. And on this day in area history, in 1924, not in 36 years, had there been a December day so cold. The mercury fell to 20 below zero before sunup and stood there in defiance to shivering early risers. A maximum temperature of 2 degrees and a minimum of 20 below gave a mean of 9 below. In international history, today's highlight, December 28, 2014, the U.S. war in Afghanistan came to a formal end after 13 years with a quiet flag-lowering ceremony in Kabul. In 1895, the Lumiere brothers, Auguste and Louis, held the first public showing of their films in Paris. In 1908, a major earthquake followed by a tsunami devastated Italian cities of Messina, Reggio Calabria, and killing at least 70,000 people. In 1945, Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance. 1973, President Richard Nixon signed the Endangered Species Act into law. And in 1991, 9 people died in a crush of people trying to get into a celebrity charity basketball game at City College in New York. I'm going to take a short break now and return with the second half hour for the News Gazette for December 29, 2024. Please stay tuned.